In 2010, 89.5% of taxes went uncollected in Greece. Let me repeat that. In 2010, 89.5% of taxes went uncollected. That astonishing claim was spread around by social media after the number appeared in the Washington Post. The equivalent figure in Germany, by the way, was 2.3%. But can the number possibly be true? David Rhodes has been looking into this for us. So, David, is it true?
Tim, let me start with a classic more or less answer. The answer is yes and no. To claim that in 2010 the Greeks didn't collect almost 90% of tax due that year is false. People making that claim have simply misunderstood the figure. It first appeared in a chart in the Washington Post, and they described it as the uncollected tax receipts as a percentage of total receipts in 2010. A bit confusing and not quite right either. The 89.5% figure comes from the OECD, and what it actually relates to is the amount of historical tax debt that remained uncollected by the Greek authorities as of 2010. That's debt built up over a number of years and not the taxes that were solely due in 2010. That is the key difference.
It still doesn't sound good, though.
No, it's not, but it's not as bad as it seems. It's all down to bookkeeping and Greece's reluctance to write off old debt, as Richard Murphy from Tax Research UK explained to me.
Sensible tax authorities take a view on this issue every year and say, well, we've got a certain proportion of our debt that isn't going to be paid. Let's write it off. Whereas Greece is recording this extraordinarily large number. But it's just because they hadn't bothered to write off the old balances. This is an accounting anomaly. So there's a massive tax collection problem in Greece, but it is certainly not 89.5% of the tax due in a year.
So do we know how much tax the Greeks actually did collect in 2010?
Yes, we do. Around 70 billion euros, which means taxation made up 34% of Greece's overall GDP figure for 2010. That's below the EU average of 39%, though. The latest figures for 2013 show that figure has fallen to 61 billion euros, though that's got a lot to do with the fact that Greece's economy has been shrinking and that there are now fewer people working.
So is it fair to conclude that the Greeks aren't very good at collecting tax?
Well, yes, I think we can, but there is a problem being precise because tax isn't Greece's only problem. Statistics are also a problem.
Well, not just in Greece, but what do you mean?
Well, the OECD and others have tried to look at how efficient the Greeks are at collecting tax, but for most years we simply have no idea as the Greeks didn't submit any numbers. And then there's the shadow economy.
Yes, the builders doing jobs, cash in hand, restaurants and bars, not declaring income, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's not just builders and bar staff, it's also doctors and even surgeons doing operations cash in hand. Now, there's been a number of recent academic studies that suggest Greece is missing out on between 20 to 30 billion euros of tax each year. Now, that would make quite a difference to their financial position if the Greeks could collect it. Richard Murphy has studied the size of the black economy across Europe.
Greece has a problem. It's not as bad as some European countries. Bulgaria and Romania are worse. Italy is up there alongside it. But it is an issue which has clearly contributed to the current Greek crisis.